And that's what some of the things going on with our finances. And so just bear that in mind. Offertory, therefore, is not for the unbeliever. If you're here this morning and have never accepted Christ as Savior, the offering is not for you. The offering is just for those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. And it is one of those things that we find, people, when you're walking by faith in the Spirit, you will want to give. I've been asked several times, even recently, in some of the out teaching, well, if walking by faith in the Spirit is all there is that's the main thing and that's the message, then why do I need to go to church and have a pastor and all these kinds of things? And the answer is very simple. Is it your understanding of Scripture that the Holy Spirit will lead you away from the assembly? Is that what you understand the Spirit will do? Do you understand that the Spirit will lead you away from a love of Scripture? To know how this, pardon the expression, same message is from beginning to end. Do you think that once you see it, that the Holy Spirit now is just going to say, well, now you don't need to know anything else? Or do you understand from Scripture that He will give you an even greater love of the Scriptures and wanting to know what's going on? Well, that same thing is true in regard to giving. People, we could set up a program of giving and really squeeze for giving. And some of you would do that. Maybe even more of you would do that. Let me just say it that way. But it would be Ishmael. It would not be Isaac. You can make it happen. Or what I can do is just encourage you to walk in the Spirit and let Him have it happen in your life. And that's what we want here. That's what God can use. And that's what God will use. So let's prepare ourselves for the offering in prayer. Father, what a privilege it is to assemble ourselves with other believers, like-minded, Father. What a privilege it is to be a part of the spreading of the gospel for both the unbeliever and the believer. For Paul has made it very clear that the gospel is for the believer when he said, you have moved to a different gospel. You now live by a different gospel from that which you were saved. What a privilege it is, Father, to have this assembly. We thank you for it, the opportunity to give it to us, Heavenly Father. Pray that we will continue to be an encouragement to each other in the battle that we find ourselves in, that we may fulfill our destiny corporately and then individually, Heavenly Father. That our individual destiny is part of the corporate destiny here, and we fulfill both of them. Father, we pray now that you will receive these offerings and that you will continue to use them, Father, not for ill purpose, but for the purpose of the glory of your Son. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's open the Scripture, if you will, to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. I've got to make some headway here, but we've got some important concepts that I want to go over with you. So let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. To be able to understand what certain things are just demands the lightning ministry of God the Holy Spirit. I don't think that anyone here is shocked with the idea that if we were to say evil and bring up 10 pastors, say from denominations and movements and churches, you'd be no surprise to get 10 different simple definitions of what evil is. How do you